It's a special occasion. We have with us today in studio Andreas Fonzado and Teresa Fonzado from Germany. And actually, I've been heard that you are a process holder of the workshop which is going on this week, where we're all supposed to participate and see how we can go forward and build our city. Andreas?
Yes, thank you for having us.
You've been invited, right?
Yes. Well, there were some talks in the summer this year, and where I heard about the ongoing questions in our world about how to make decisions, how to find the right urban design being agreed, or the priorities being set. Is it green or is it technology or whatever is it? And I felt reminded to 2009. That was when I was here first time facilitating together with other people another workshop about the bioregion. And Orwell connected to this, which people still say was a good moment in sharing between so many actors who usually talk about each other but not necessarily sit around a table and share everything. So that was a kind of starting moment, and it was funny enough exactly 10 years ago. I've been encouraged to say, why not do it again?
Okay, that was a great moment. And now the ultimate question I think you're going to be asked this week, along with the participants, did something happen out of that workshop 10 years back? There were some results?
I'm being told yes. We had a meeting on a Sunday with the Pondicherry Network in Pondicherry, and I have been told that the workshop in 2009 was a starting moment of bringing the bioregional development together. I wasn't quite aware of that, but they have reassured that now hundreds of people are in a wider network in the really wide and impressive region. Has been established.
I didn't know that's a result of that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. But you know, sometimes there are things happening, and other people take this as an occasion or see more in it actually, or they have this momentum, which it then suddenly free up energy, which can last very long.
And actually, I think the team of youth and other people who are participating this week, you're actually working exactly on that, that you like channel that particular moment or maybe the push which needed to be done in certain team or environment, right?
Yeah, this is totally right. So what Andreas and his teammates and on this occasion me as well bring in is not so much that we have a lot of ideas, which we do have, but most of the time we bring in very good questions and we bring a lot of energy. And by this mixture in the process of a charrette, we make people not only think about tangible results or ideas, but we like heighten the energy for people to have more, not only good intentions, but also the energy to go forward. And this is something I feel is quite special about this charrette process here.
What charrette actually means? It was puzzling my head.
Yeah.
It's a French word, and actually is coming, it has been created, I believe, something like 50 years ago.
Good coincidence, yes.
In France, it describes the moment when the art students had to deliver their works at the university, and on the last minute, on the way to the university, on a charrette, they were finishing with their brushes, their paintings, so delivered really the work at the very, very last moment, working until last.
Goes back to the word chariot. Which means that the wagon on which they... Yeah, exactly.
Okay, interesting.
And this format has been cultivated into urban design assistant team workshops in the US. Has been adopted by John Thompson and partners somewhere in the 80s and brought to Europe. And John Thompson and partners were the leaders of the workshop in 2009. So, and this is a very comprehensive work period in where you put as many as possible different people together, hierarchy and non-hierarchy and politicians and experts, and that it is not just talking, it is working. So you're disturbing those kind of usual discussions and say, okay, take a pen and can you write down or can you make a diagram what you mean or can you make a drawing of what would it look like? Imagine you had the right to do it. How would you, what would you actually do? So then this translates thinking into doing, which is then suddenly also...
It's another dimension,
It is another dimension, and you sit together and immediately see what is on. Because in talking, you can misunderstand yourself so fantastically. Everyone speaks about a workshop, and in 50 different people, you have a different image of a workshop, what that might be. But if you have one drawing, you look at it and say, yes or no, or maybe...
Yeah. Yeah, and also in Orville we have particular situation because it's, let's say we all speak different languages. So
indeed.
Our way of trying to translate, you still cannot translate correctly what maybe somebody wants to say. So with the image issue. And that leads us to the methodology because I've been told that you have a special methodology for the morning sessions with... those who committed to be participate in all of them.
Well, this is this. I have already more or less explained what it is. It is a way of what we call often hands-on planning. So we usually have a round of, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people around a table around an issue. Working something out which can be presented as a drawing or as a piece of paper or as a some outcome. And so this is the collaboration around a table, around a scheme or around an issue. And in this format can be scaled to more or less any issue which is on the table. And we work from what the participants actually want to work about. So we will start about asking, what do you think is the problem? So if there isn't a problem, we don't need to mend anything. So can you describe what you think needs to come out? And what is your deepest hope? What should happen in the next 3 days?
I think the Lavenir team was actually really hoping that we will overcome that ongoing thing that out of the enthusiasm, the things are not done. That's one topic, and how we can go forward to build the city on the vision of the mother and Sri Aurobindo, which is the dream and the charter, and they are really particular.
My feeling is, and this has been, or I've seen or I've heard it through some of the talks we had here, that we not only have this level of how should it be, what should we do, but there is definitely a different layer. Which I would call, which kind of mindset do we need? And maybe another layer, which kind of different organization do we need around this Orville community in order to make things happen? So I'm pretty aware of the fact that it's not good enough if we have another bunch of good ideas how Orville could evolve. But we need to address these other levels as well, and the meeting that we just had
with the chairman of the foundation.
With the chairman, he said basically the same thing. So we have a lot of good ideas, we have a lot of good intentions, but we need a different kind of, I would call it, mindset. But maybe you could call it also, we need to rally the energy, that is the positive energy, the goodwill. Everybody is talking about goodwill. And we need to rally these energies in order to make things happen.
Andreas is in meditation.
He is.
Just thinking, is it possible? And I mean, it's easily said. It's a governance question. How is decision-making question? It's the picture of we want to make decisions with no hierarchy, at the moment. But you are sitting here and think, okay, is that the true picture? I mean, is it a good concept, or does even, I mean, imagine you would have 25 or 50,000 people living here. and then imagine the Residence Assembly. That'll be a very nice event. So at least if you scale it up a bit, you see that there might be different or additional structures maybe woven, have to be woven in. They can be revolving structures, mandates which being given and being returned. Very, very nice models are there around in the world, but they are creating ultimately, they're giving a mandate to people who then are having for that time of the mandate also the decision to make. And that is why those bigger things move forward, and it was one of these questions. Yeah, is it time for that, or is it not?
Auroville is really particular, especially with the Aurovillians.
Yeah.
I think, you know, because like even to get a consensus, and I've been told also when it comes to the political, let's say, processes of how to take the decision or the systems, that we had almost everything already in place. So I think require really a quite a big shake, or you said the change of the mindset. Maybe.
Well, at least we are not coming in with any kind of solution or a recipe what to do, and then everything will be fine. We're just creating a space, a meeting space physically for people.
And a mental space
to
also.
Meet, and a mental space to look at this question open-minded, and see and you know, talk about why probably things haven't happened or didn't work or are not working, and then becoming creative all together in this collaborative sessions. We're coming creative to see, do we have better ideas? Do we have maybe small things which can change the game? Small, you know, you have had big analysis, you have large-scale retreats, and this is all, the outcomes are all fine. Yeah, if you read through the minutes, you can say, yeah, that's all true. But you cannot change a whole system on all levels at once. So my personal, or our personal idea is to find perhaps small things which can make a big difference.
Okay, that sounds
interesting. Try to find, you know, if we don't, then we don't. But we're putting the intelligence together to looking into probably a different idea of solution finding.
But we are still kind of a small community of not even 3,000 people, right? I know that when there were 100 or 300, the residents and the service, and to take a decision was easy task. More people, it's a little bit more complicated, more rules coming in place and stuff like that.
They have also a different situation because Auroville as such is, if you want, under threat from outside. You know, the villages and the country needs the infrastructure, the highway question, everything is coming to Auroville and is kind of seen as a threat. And Auroville in itself has a certain strength, but it probably needs even more strength to be built up to actually resist and to be retained. The someone said, mother had said, it takes 200 years to have a successful this society successfully established. Probably you haven't got that time, and this is, I think, the stronger Auroville in itself could become, the more respected and the more accepted as a partner it will be in the overall, in inverted comma, battles which are taking place in the real money world.
I would like to add something, and coming back to mindset, energy, and so on, and your question was basically, how can we do that? I'm an executive coach, and I'm dealing with a lot of people in organizations, multinational organizations, leaders. And presently, since last two years, we're coming from a situation where we have not a rigid, but a very clear hierarchy, many processes, many roles. And since the last 1 or 2 years, there is a tremendous cry for we all want to decide. Why not try holacracy or working out loud or agile management and so on? And all these attempts are trying to do one thing, that is to use everybody's brain and everybody's energy and get the decision as low as possible. Low, if you think in hierarchies. Mm. So as many decisions as possible with the people that are responsible for something. And I find it very interesting that here we're coming from a hierarchy and we are really doing a lot of things to discard hierarchy. Mm. And here at Oroville, you have seemingly no hierarchy.
Seemingly is a good
word. Seemingly no hierarchy. And you're trying to find a way how to manage this. And maybe if we look into how this works in big organizations, what initiatives they have there, how it opens up energy of people, how it changes the way how industries are going forward in their manufacturing areas, maybe both sides can learn something from each other. But what we definitely need is we need a view in order not to stick with what is not working here and in any other place, but with, what can be done and where do we find examples where it works and what can we adopt from this and how can we try out things that works in other places?
Cool. Our office label motto is unlocking potential, and that's what Theresia described. But I think Oroville has so much potential, and suffering to see how little of it is unlocked already.
Yeah, I think it has its own particularity. I grew up in self-management, socialist self-management. So for me, it was like it really goes from the bottom and goes on top. It was pretty clear how the system should work, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's on the other hand, it's a total political impasse. I mean, people, they don't want to participate. Mm-hmm. They are really
because they're frustrated.
Apathy.
Yeah, but we all have a chance because it's a resident assembly. Mm-hmm. We have a chance to be heard, to say something. So it's like, I'm keep asking myself, where is that catch that all of a sudden you have everything, yet
you're not using it?
No.
Yeah,
because also in your reality with the residence assembly meetings, you find yourself often in position, that's what I've been told, that you think there is an open discussion, but there isn't. There is a discussion and then there is a decision, but kind of you can tell beforehand what will be decided. So also there, you can say, oh, there's no point of going there, really. Like, you know, in all the Western democracies, the people say, there's no point of getting vote out because they're all the same or they're discredited anyway. So I keep out. And here, I have the feeling that a lot of people just keeping out and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Because they're frustrated that this ideal of we go there and we decide together is just there on paper. It's not
ideal
in the reality.
But you're dealing with the people, and you're dealing with the egos.
There you go.
So it's like you're dealing consequently also dealing with the people who are bullying. So that is the thing. And maybe somebody, you don't want to deal with it or you don't want to be exposed bullying from another way.
Yeah.
It's a good challenge to find a way. You know, the intention is clear, the ideal is good, but the reality does not deliver that.
Yeah.
Let's get our brains together. What can probably help to fulfill the ideals, even if there is some structure in it? At the end of the day, maybe it's good. We'll see.
It depends.
We have opened this space and we don't even know who comes. Mm. We have the two different kinds of sessions. Maybe that's also worth to be explained. We have this morning sessions where we have a certain invited set of people. And as I said, I don't exactly know how many and who will be there. But the idea is that this is a kind of continuous thing. because the retreat in 2015 had the remark to say it's difficult if people are jumping in and out, and on the second day you start from the beginning again because they haven't been there. So to assure the continuity of three working days, we said let's have a kind of closed group, but representing as good as possible all the different forces here. And then on the other hand, we have two afternoon meetings where from the team there will be presentations where they come from, what their background and their thinking and their experience is. We'll put this forward in the afternoon for everyone. Oh, some people from Pondicherry coming, I've heard. And at this point, we will have kind of reflection after that and say, what are there impulses for growing our will in these presentations? That'll happen on Tuesday and on Thursday. On Tuesday, there will be something about organizational impulses, experiments, small impulses for big changes. There will be a presentation by Fred London about healthy cities. He's been writing a book about healthy city concepts. And then there will be Herbert Dreiseitel from Germany. He will be coming about water, the dimensions of water. And I think particularly that's kind of very interesting. Water is a living element to study and to transfer as a model into how organizations might work. That is an interesting transformation. I hope that comes out. I don't know. And on the Thursday, we'll have a presentation by Joachim Ebler. He will be talking about his approach to urban design, eco-cities, eco-villages around the world, agricultural, land, rural relationship, with his specific focus on energy and also his take on spirituality. So he's really a special take on that. He will show a few examples of his work, and then there will be Claire San Martin from London. She will be talking about community participation as the mean to develop communities or restore communities or building new communities. On Saturday afternoon, then, I think it's 5 o'clock, we will, as a team, present what happened during the week in different stages. And then, if there are some findings, we'll let you know. We hope, usually, there's some outcome.
But you know, people who would be coming, they will be coming to go forward somehow.
Yes.
So we'll, I believe that we are all eager to really move.
My insight is that there are so many recommendations already there, and so many plans and so many clever ideas are already around in Oroville, but we don't want to replicate and leave you with another nice plan. That's not the point, but that's why, I mean, if we can find some leverage, if we can cite some mechanism on decision making, impulses which really could become game changer, that is the thing, then we'll present it.
Okay.
Or maybe the Orwellians will present it, who knows. So that's the moment. And so if you miss any other session, be sure you'll be there on the 12th in the afternoon.
Saturday 12th at 5 p.m. I've been told that you are working with all these people from different corners of the planet, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is team members from basically my team partners, which we've been working since 30 years in many places in the world, actually, in China, in Europe, America. And this is just the people I know and which I think are the best people you can have.
Uh-huh.
So I asked them, no one gets a honorar, and they have shaken them as long as it needed to say, well, okay, we'll be on board.
So basically you, these people and your team, you are traveling from place to place in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's like it looks like somebody's in Singapore, somebody's in UK, Austria, Germany.
You
don't have a physical space where you're all together, no?
No. We are a real agile network, and there are many more people on this network, and depending on where they're working and depending on what's special knowledge and experience is needed. They are put together, or they put themselves together and go to Russia, go to China, go to India, many places
in the UK
and Europe. And as Andreas specifically has more than 30 years experience in working in this agile way, it always is a pleasure to see that. And when you're there for a week and you see what is the energy like, and people during breakfast time they're exchanging ideas, and then they have the work sessions, and during lunch time, and when I say I'm sorry, I pass away here, I need to go to sleep, then they're standing for 3 or 4 hours and discussing and doing things. And this is the beauty of this way of working together. They all do their best. They all do it since numbers of years throughout the world.
Yes, but I think in especially last 5 years, you probably noticed that, let's say, as you mentioned, you want to break the hierarchy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
As we're saying around here, the souls are awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you feel that change also in your workshops, the way how people are approaching?
No. Not quite, no. No. The funny thing is that we're often coming into new environments, like a different city.
Mm.
And for the different city, the thing which we do seems to be completely innovative, never done before. And they're advertising, oh, we will have a workshop or a perspective workshop, community planning, and which we always do. But for them, it is the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so exciting, because then they really on a new page and full of energy. And we are happy, because that's the right image and the right energy you need for a really positive workshop. Self-selecting, people who don't like it, they just disappear. And people who think, let's have a look what that is, they intend to come for 5 minutes and they stay there for 3 days.
I think the time is rushing us, because you're supposed to have a lunch, so I don't want to deprive you.
And we need to discuss our lunch, you must understand.
Okay, thank you so much for coming, and I'll see you at 5.
Yeah, thank you so much for your questions. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.